investigation of the home of an Ogden man accused of killing a police officer, Utah Republicans reporting record turnout for their neighborhood caucuses, and a car plowing into a beauty salon overnight in St. George.
It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Pemberton.
I'm Rock Lim. This is your 5:30 Utah News.
Investigators said they found anti-government materials in the home of an Ogden man accused of killing a police officer and wounding five others. A search warrant in the case also says a detective found images consistent with child pornography on Matthew David Stewart's computer. The suspect's father is denying his son had porn. Michael Stewart tells the Associated Press that police are trying to discredit his son. The warrant was filed in Ogden's 2nd District Court. Weber County Prosecutor D. Smith didn't return a phone message Friday. The 37-year-old suspect is jailed, facing charges of capital murder, attempted aggravated murder, and marijuana cultivation. Authorities have said they found 16 marijuana plants in Stewart's house after a middle-of-the-night raid January 4th. They say Stewart opened fire on them, but he claims it was self-defense.
Utah Republicans are reporting record turnout for their neighborhood caucuses.
I was amazed and very encouraged by the attendance we had at our caucus meetings last night. We broke our previous record. In 2010, we had 58,000 people. And last night, we had somewhere between 125,000 and 200,000 people. We'll know the final count here in about a day. But Utahns had their voice heard loud and clear. We had almost as many people participate in our caucuses as we did in the primary election in 2010. So the caucus system is definitely working. People are understanding its importance. They're showing up and they're having their voice heard.
The state party spent $300,000 promoting this year's meetings. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has also urged their members to attend the caucuses. U.S. Senator Orrin Hatch's attempt to win a seventh term in office has generated the most attention among party faithful, as former State Senator Dan Lillenquist and State Representative Chris Herod aim to unseat Hatch. Utah Democrats have also reported record turnout during meetings they held Tuesday.
Police say a few foot massage and manicure stations were collateral damage when a car plowed into a beauty salon overnight in St. George. Officials say a 19-year-old man was driving on Bluff Street when he veered off the road, across a parking lot, and into the glass front shop at about 1:20 a.m. on Friday. The man told St. George police he'd fallen asleep at the wheel, and officers determined he'd been taking prescription medications before the crash. He was cited and released at the hospital for driving under the influence. Police say his injuries don't appear to be life-threatening. The salon has extensive water damage from broken pipes. Interior and exterior walls were also damaged.
Weber State University may be forced to drop a handful of its concurrent enrollment courses if Utah Governor Gary Herbert lends his signature to a sex education bill lawmakers passed this session. HB 363 requires public schools to teach abstinence-only sex education, or none at all. And as KCPW's Whitney Evans reports, high school students taking college-level courses would likely be subject to that rule as well.
Weber State University Public Relations Director Allison Barlow Hess says as university officials looked closely at House Bill 363, they realized at least three courses that deal with topics like human development and anatomy and physiology would be prevented from being offered if the bill were signed into law.
The partners in the high school and here at the university are looking at it, but at first blush, it would be difficult without changing the curriculum. And if we were to change the curriculum, it would have to be changed for not just the concurrent enrollment classes, but those that are taught here at the university as well.
Hess says university policy requires that in order for a high school student to receive college credit, the curriculum must be exactly the same as it is for a traditional university student. She notes these are classes that students planning to study nursing and other health-related fields are required to take, adding the classes include information about contraception, something House Bill 363 would preclude. The school estimates 1,000 students took these courses this school year, and virtually every institution of higher education in Utah offers concurrent enrollment programs. Hess says the university is concerned, but regardless of the outcome, Weber State will adhere to the law.
We did not raise this with the governor. This was not a conversation we took to him. We just began asking the question and talking to our school partners. We didn't intend it to be a political football. We were just starting to ask the questions, what if?
Republican Representative Bill Wright, who sponsored the bill, says he didn't know concurrent enrollment offered courses that included discussions about contraception.
You know, if they do, obviously if they're intellectually honest and they're protecting people's health, they should be teaching abstinence.
Are you saying that universities, institutions of higher education, should be teaching abstinence?
No, I'm saying in public education.
But once these students go into concurrent enrollment, they're now in the higher ed system. Is that correct or is that incorrect?
They get credit for higher ed, yes.
Democratic Representative Joel Briscoe says House Bill 363 is bad public policy that hinders the ability of students, especially those in rural areas like Representative Wright's district, to benefit from concurrent enrollment classes.
We're allowing these students to get a leg up on their education career. And in the college, we teach courses that involve some of these subjects. These are students who want to go into medicine, who want to go in health-related fields, and they need this information.
Governor Gary Herbert is expected to make his decision on House Bill 363 within a week. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Whitney Evans for Utah Public Radio.
A national coalition of businesses, including Amazon and Apple, is pushing for federal guidelines to protect consumers from being taxed by multiple states for digital products and services. Carrie Bringhurst says the coalition is urging Utah's U.S. senators and congressmen to support the legislation as Congress is set to begin hearings on the bill later this month.
Sam Whitehorn is executive director of the Download Fairness Coalition.
From a consumer standpoint, we want to make sure that you've got certainty and clarity in terms of who has the right to tax you, and that you're not taxed more than once on a specific transaction.
Utah is among 13 states that tax digital services and items, including music files, videos, and online books. There's been an ongoing debate among providers of these services, including Amazon and Apple, who are part of the coalition calling for federal guidelines to pass the Digital Goods and Services Tax Fairness Act.
The market is just booming. What we're trying to do is get ahead of the curve and put down that framework, much the same way we did with cell phones in the early 2000 timeframe.
Whitehorn says Utah already taxes digital goods and should make sure other states are not taxing on top of those taxes, in some cases resulting in triple taxes for one service. For Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.
And more about the coalition's efforts to work with Congress to establish guidelines for taxing digital products and services during UPR Newsline.
A 25-year-old man is behind bars after surrendering to a police robot following a four-hour standoff in Magna. Officials say the ordeal began about 11:30 p.m. Thursday at an apartment complex where witnesses reported two cousins were arguing. Police say the suspect fired a shot at his cousin, who's also his roommate. The shot missed him, but he was hit by some flying debris. Officers say the suspect refused to leave a bedroom or speak with police. A SWAT team responded and sent a robot to determine the man's location at about 3:30 a.m. Police used a microphone on the robot to order the man to surrender. Aaron Beveridge was booked into the Salt Lake County Jail on suspicion of aggravated assault and several other charges.
And the Blue Angels are coming to Utah for the first time. Our Southern Utah correspondent Chris Holmes reports on the occasion.
Thousands of people are expected to swarm into St. George this weekend as the U.S. Navy's Blue Angels make their first visit to the state for a two-day Thunder Over Utah air show. Gates open at 9 a.m. both Saturday and Sunday at the St. George Municipal Airport. The Blue Angels, with their fleet of six blue and gold F-18 Hornets, are expected to start their show around noon. U.S. Air Force Major Henry Shantz tells the Spectrum of St. George that even after 7 years of flying fighter jets, it's still awesome. Shantz will pilot an F-22 Raptor in the show, considered the most advanced fighter aircraft in the world. Airshow officials say that in addition to the Blue Angels, the event will include a Wing Walker and a C-130 aircraft. For UPR News, I'm Chris Holmes reporting from Southern Utah.
Turning to the weather, we've had pretty good weather this week, but Martin Schrader, let us know what we have to look forward to this weekend.
Well, sorry to say, the beautiful weather that we've seen this week won't make its way into the weekend. We'll see our own version of atmospheric March Madness, however, as 20-degree temperature drops, gusting winds, and rain and snow make their way into the state just in time for St. Paddy's Day celebrations.
Well, that's it for your 5:30 newscast. I'm Rock Lim.
And I'm Jennifer Pemberton. Thank you for joining us.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. The new congressional districts that have been drawn around the country have created some races between two incumbents. In some cases, incumbents of the same party are running in primaries, and that's the case Tuesday in Illinois. In the new 16th district in the northern part of the state, two Republicans are debating their conservative credentials and youth versus experience. NPR's David Shaper has the story.
Hey!
Am I done?
Good to see you.